Terry, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Is there a little energy, a little buzz around the Treasury during tax season?
Well, there always is. And of course, individual income tax returns were due last Monday, April 18th. So we're in the, you know, in the midst of finishing up and trying to finish up, I should say, processing on all of those returns. So we, you know, we take in about 4.5 million to 5 million tax returns annually. So we are definitely in the process of doing that. And then, of course, yesterday we kicked off the public awareness portion of our tax amnesty program that will actually begin May 15th and run through June 30th.
Yeah, one more question before we talk about the tax amnesty program. When talking about the collections of those taxes, how long will it process all that information? When will you know how much funding you will have to give to the state?
Well, we have monthly updates, but taxes often lag depending on income taxes, you know, of course, are due April 15th. Normally they came in April 18th, but taxes often sales use and withholding lag by a month, meaning we take in last month's taxes by the 20th of each succeeding month. So we generally, it takes a month or so to know what the revenues look like, but you know, all signs are relatively positive, and of course we have another revenue estimating conference set for next month, mid-next month.
Let's talk about the administration's Michigan tax amnesty program. Before we talk about the specifics, how much encouragement do you think this gives people who are late with their taxes?
Well, tax amnesty legislation was signed into law by then Governor Granholm last October, and the department's been working on the development of forms and getting the program ready ever since. The elimination or the waiving of penalties can be a pretty good incentive for folks. I mean, for instance, if you have a $1,000 tax bill, you could save up to $250 in penalties. And of course, as the tax bill is higher, then the potential penalty is higher as well. So we think that's a pretty good incentive that was put into the legislation to bring folks forward.
Terry, give us the details about the program.
Well, again, it kicks off May 15th and runs through June 30th, so it's a 45-day period. That being said, if someone's aware that they have a tax liability with the state for one of the taxes that that we administer under the Revenue Act, they could come forward at any time, before that even begins. But it has to be, again, for one of the taxes that we administer under the Revenue Act. Now, the biggies are individual income tax, Michigan business tax, single business tax, sales, use, and withholding, but it also includes motor fuel taxes and cigarette taxes, tobacco taxes. So if someone has a back tax liability on those, they can come forward and pay the tax and interest in full by June 30th and have penalties waived. Now, the another key ingredient there is that it has to be for a tax whose return period was on or before December 31st of 2009. So it's not for any taxes that were due in 2010. It's for taxes due on or before December 31st of 2009.
Now, you believe that there are 200,000 delinquent taxpayers here in the state, but there could be thousands more who don't know they owe. How do you know you don't owe money?
Well, it could be folks who've never filed or perhaps just moved to the state, or they've started operating a business without registering. So, you know, we think, you know, we have a pretty good handle on those who live here and are filing and whether or not they may have a liability with us. But there may be some out there, and I'm guessing there probably are, that we're not aware of. And we do have what we call a discovery division, which works daily to determine if there are folks out there, whether they be individuals or businesses, that aren't registered or aren't filing taxes with the state. And again, that's an effort that goes on 5 days a week. I think it's important to point out that 98% of all taxpayers in Michigan pay the right amount and pay on time. So we really are talking about a pretty small percentage of taxpayers who may be have a liability or aren't paying.
The Discovery Division will help you discover if you owe or if you don't owe.
Right, exactly.
All right, Terry, before we let you go, where can folks go to find out more information about the Michigan Tax Amnesty Program?
Yeah, great question. And the best resource really is our website, which is mitaxamnesty.org, mitaxamnesty.org. There are webcasts on the website. One is a basic overview of the program. Another is a actually step-by-step walkthrough on how to fill out the application. And it's really just a one-pager that businesses and individuals can fill out. Shouldn't take too long, but you have to have the correct information. Fill out that application and send it in with full payment of the tax and interest, and the penalties can be waived.
Well, Terry Staton is with the Michigan Department of Treasury. Terry, great information. Thanks so much.
All right, Tony.